The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, well, those NBA finals are just about over. And once again, we have some all-stars filling in. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A couple of fill-ins since A.J.'s off. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. And today only, at XO Holly. And at some point, at the underscore Jermaine. As Holly Seymour and Jermaine Every, who finally bothered to show up.
God, way nice. To pull up late over there.
Yeah,
Jermaine.
Just roll in like, no problem. It's like, oh, yeah, 4:02. Show starts at 4. That's not the best impression.
I was shooting my sports map video, boss.
We'll get it done first. You got to balance your time better. You know what I've been doing the last couple hours? I had a meeting, and then I had to do a podcast with RJ on the Belmont, which will be up shortly, and I'll tweet that out when it is, and then a show. But you know what? I was here at 4 o'clock. Don't want to say anything.
Hey, sorry, boss. That's all I can say.
All right. You can also hit us up on the text line at 713-780-3776. You can also check us out on if you want to actually see people, which today you probably do because we got Jermaine and Holly, and they're okay to look at. So they'll be on the live stream, and you can check that out. Just go to ESPN975.com and where it says watch us on live stream, and you can click on there and check them out. And as I said yesterday, AJ's so good that it takes two people to replace him. So if you're not familiar with Jermaine, well, you probably didn't listen. What, you were here Tuesday and last
yes.
Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you guys were only, you weren't the worst show to replace us, from what I understand.
Sweet.
So.
Strive to not be on the bottom of the totem pole.
I didn't hear anything particularly awful about you guys, which is good.
Yeah, I heard somebody text in a question asking Mr. Guy when was he going to hire me yesterday also.
Yeah, I think that was you. I'm pretty sure I...
No. I was busy. It wasn't me. Must have been my burner account.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all I know is that when you text the show, your phone number comes up, and I do have your phone number in my phone, so it was really easy to cross-check.
I was hacked.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and of course, Holly Seymour, who, if you're a fan of Sports Map, you've seen her videos, you've heard her pop in every now and then with some of the other shows, and welcome to the big time, Holly.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Yeah, it's going to be fun, because yesterday we had David Gow and Carla, and they were really good. So I don't want to say you guys have some pressure on today or anything to follow up, but you kind of have some pressure on.
Great.
Yeah, I was told we had to bring our A game.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Well, Mr. Gow even said that. Said you better bring your A game if you're going to be as good as they were.
I think we got this under control.
Got this on lock.
Well, it did help that we had Craig Gass right off the bat, too. He is so funny. And he's at the Joke Joint tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. And we're going to take that segment and put it up on Sports Map here sometime in the next hour. So if you missed it, well, you can go to Podcast Arena, but you can also go and check it out there. Somebody from our neck of the woods, the original 409,
hey.
Says stoked for Holly to get a shot on Drive Time.
Yay!
Went to high school with her, and now she's good friends with my mom and works out with her all the time. Small world. She
awesome.
Will know who this is. So there you go. And a lot of people saying you and AJ cannot take off at the same time again. But it wasn't planned that way. I did not want to be... I'm going to be honest. I did not want to go to San Francisco for 4 days. I did it because it was a birthday present, and I would have much rather been here, and I'm probably not going to take any more time off this summer. So there. But AJ will be back on Monday, and it'll be good to have him. Tomorrow, you know who's filling in tomorrow? Jong Lee.
The bleeping master.
The bleeping master. And that'll be fun, too. I'd hoped we'd be on location because I wanted to get Jong on location. That was my whole plan for having him do it Friday, but it kind of fell through at the last minute. So let's start with the NBA Finals, which I think are final. I don't know where you go from here if you're the Cavs.
Home.
Well, they're already home. You think? Well, what do you think happens? Do you think they mail it in game four and it's over? Or do you think they've got one last little bit of pride in them?
No, I think that we're finally rid of the NBA and basketball season's over after tomorrow. And I just can't wait. I'm excited.
No, they fight back. They showed enough yesterday to where I think that I don't think LeBron's pride would let him get swept in the finals.
Do they have a defense? Because I haven't seen it. Have you?
It's been missing. It's been missing, very subpar. I think in my game notes that I took last night watching the game, I must have wrote the Cavs gave up another backdoor layup like 18 times.
I'll just throw a couple numbers at you. And Steph Curry, 11 points on 3 of 16 shooting, 1 of 10 on threes. He totally went Harden. Klay Thompson, 10 points on 4 of 11 shooting, and the Warriors won the game by 8 points.
See, that's the kind of stuff that is very discouraging that goes more to Holly's point that it's going to be a sweep, simply because when you get performances like that from Klay and Steph, you tend to say, okay, they should win this game. But when they didn't and they lost by 8 and they completely fell apart at the end of the game when they still had the game in hand, I can see your point where it's going to be a sweep. I just have faith in LeBron that I don't think he'll let him get swept.
Well, I hope he doesn't, because I know AJ made a bet where he wins a bunch of money if the Cavs win one game. So I'm kind of rooting for that. But and I you know what? This series has kind of been backwards for me. I thought game one would be Warriors blowout. Game two would be the close one. And then I thought last night would be the game the Cavs came out and won. So maybe I'm just totally backwards on this, and it'll be game four, and then the Warriors will end it in 5. And then, you know what? I know you want to get on to football season, Holly, but guess what? We're going to be talking about LeBron to the Rockets now for the next month.
No, LeBron's going to the Sixers. He wants a future. I'm sorry.
They don't have shooters.
He's going to come to the Sixers. Just know.
Okay.
All right. I'm just letting you know. Well, trust the process.
And actually, yeah, the process that just got Colangelo kicked out. Nice job there, subtweeter. But I just doing the podcast with RJ that'll be up on pregame.com, and it's a Belmont preview, but we spent a lot of time at the end because the Rockets are a significant favorite now in Vegas to get LeBron. Now, I don't want to be talking about this for an entire month, but I kind of think that's where we're headed, is that we're actually going to have to discuss this. The possibility that he's going to be a Rocket. Is that your video?
Yeah. Well, why it'll work.
Pitch your video.
Here's the thing. This is why I said it'll work. And I don't want to give y'all too much because you need to just tune in to Sports Map on Monday morning when it drops. But the reason why I think it'll work is because Chris Paul and LeBron are alpha males who are at the end of their careers who need titles to validate their legacies. James Harden is not an alpha male who he knows he needs help toppling the Warriors. So you do what you can to get LeBron here to Houston. Chris Paul's allegedly already recruiting him. Chris Bosh was actually on a couple of shows today and gave them a nickname already. He called them the Avengers. So I really think that it can work, but the albatross of Ryan Anderson's contract is going to be squarely on Daryl Morey's shoulders. If he can get rid of that contract, I think they can make it happen.
Well, Daryl Morey's going to have to go full Thanos and snap his fingers and get rid of half the roster in order to make that happen.
Pretty much.
But if we're going to go with Avengers. But I think the Anderson contract, you trade and give up picks. I know they tried to do that last year. It didn't work, but now you've got one less year on it. And I am not a cap expert. I don't pretend to be a cap expert. But I've talked to a couple people who are, and they say, okay, you get rid of Ryan Anderson. You don't bring back Ariza. You put your restricted whatever. You hold off on signing Capella. And you trade Eric Gordon. If you do that, you can create enough space to sign LeBron. Then you re-sign Paul. Then you re-sign Capella.
Because the thing is, the Rockets have $80 million committed to the cap next year. You get rid of, if you trade Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon, which I believe the Knicks wanted either Gordon or Capella along with Anderson to take that contract, that drops that 80 down to about 47. And I want to say the cap is hard, is soft cap. It's set at around 120 or something like that. You have plenty of room.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that Tillman Fertitta will go over and pay a luxury tax to do whatever he needs to do. 713-780-ESPN. It's Jermaine and Holly filling in today. And I should have warned you guys that we're going to get a lot of people wandering in staring at us because we're having the big soccer party out there. So Yeah, this is well, I mean, they're already staring at
it's
you.
It's like we're in the cage at the zoo. I'm loving it. I'm like, it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. It's like I'm the monkey who's going to fling poo at him. but we were having a big soccer party with Glenn Davis out there, starting at 4 o'clock. And I noticed there was a lot of good alcohol and food, so I'm hoping, you know, maybe we can partake in that.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, and of course, if you want to check out Holly and Jermaine on the live stream, just go watch.
Let's be honest, they're checking out
they're
Holly.
Checking out
they're
Holly.
Checking at us.
Yeah.
I worked really hard on my eyelashes and my spray tan for the 30 people that are going
to
watch us.
No, that's closer to, it's like 68 on there now, but there were a whole bunch when we started. So.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. All right. And so I want to talk about a couple things when we come back. One, I want to address something that was said earlier today on the station, and then we're going to have some fun today, man. We're going to get into some different stuff. We're going to talk a little football.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know I know you guys like.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but on the show notes, I went really heavy on football and entertainment.
Yes.
Perfect.
Figure we hit the basketball in the first segment, and maybe we follow up a little bit later in the show, but there's not much left to say when it's 3-0.
Oh, thank goodness.
Craig Larson out there showing people around. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. No AJ, he'll be back on Monday. Jermaine and Holly filling in. Very excited to have these two here. Shane asked on Twitter, what's your pick in the Belmont? Going to be in Vegas Saturday. I'd like to place a bet. It is on SportsMap. I responded with the link, but my free trifecta plays are on there. My horse-by-horse analysis is on there. My pregame plays are available if you want those. And we'll have a podcast up. So everything you could possibly want on the Belmont. But I will tell you this. I am in love with the four-horse Hofburg. That is going to be my key horse for everything as we attempt to beat Justify as he chases history. Let's... And so let you guys take one phone call. We'll see how that works. The BBQ. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports. Hey, I definitely have to say, Fred, you have definitely upgraded the show there. A couple of days ago, I think you had on, what was it, Monday Night Delight? And today you have on Holly. I have to say, she has a very, very nice voice.
Thank you.
But... one of my real questions was, I'm not sure when you guys were paying attention to that Cavs War game last night, did the Warriors actually appear to be like that that guy in the commercial that has a fishing pole and has a dollar at the end of it, and that young lady tries to snatch it and he tells you you're too slow? Was that like the Warriors dangling like a win in front of the Cavs, and then they just snatched it back and the Cavaliers couldn't get it? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, one thing about that game was typical the Warriors, the third quarter, they show up. And they did. And the thing that's discouraging for me, for somebody who wanted an interesting series, is, well, for nothing, how about Kevin Durant's just killer three from, that was just cold.
Yeah, that three. But I really think it was the Steph Curry three on the break when the miscommunication happened on defense and the guys, they both converged on him, then they both went their separate ways and left him wide open. That one, when it pushed the lead to six, I think that one really broke the Cavs back.
couple of things from the text line, and this is funny because RJ brought this up with me on the podcast. He thinks that LeBron should sign with the Celtics and makes a pretty compelling case for that. Somebody says if he wants a future, he needs to sign with the Celtics. The future is next year. If he wants to win, he's going to go to a team where he can win next year. And LeBron can, he'll probably get a deal where he can opt out and go somewhere else the year after that if he wants. But if you get him for 1 year, you do it. And 4-9 asking, don't the Rockets have to give up a lot to get it? Absolutely, but best player in the game, you do it. It's, you don't, to me, it doesn't matter what you take off that roster. If you've got Harden, Paul, and LeBron James, you're fine. So
here's the thing. This is what GMs like Daryl Morey get paid for. This is what they get paid to do. They get paid to figure this kind of stuff out. So while guys like us get paid to sit around and talk about it, guys like him get paid to actually do it. So this is why you have a guy like that who's so smart. I want to say Lance nicknamed him Deep Blue at one point. This is why he gets paid to do what he do.
I thought he got paid to tweet.
Now, his Twitter follow is pretty cool. He's a pretty cool follow on Twitter.
I'm not sure if I'm actually following him. I don't follow a lot of – I don't follow very many athletes, and I follow almost zero coaches or GMs. I'd have to check. I'm probably following Morey, but I don't know. I don't find most of them that interesting, frankly.
Probably not. I mean, his is kind of funny every so often with stuff that he'll tweet. He may be a little butthurt about something, and he may tweet about it, but that's about it.
No, you know who's a funny athlete that tweets that I follow? I don't follow too many of them, but Marshawn Lattimore. Oh, my God. He's always, like, cracking up on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He has no filter. It's awesome. I decided I had to follow him.
Yeah. Saints player. Just had to throw that out there.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Yeah. Jermaine Saints Every over here.
Do you want to switch seats?
No. I'm fine. I'm fine where I am. And you guys are fine where you are because the camera has you, like, centered.
Yeah. This is this was thought about. Trust me.
The whole point of having, you know, having this live stream is so that when we have a guest host like Holly, she gets to be in the middle. And I'm off in the corner where nobody can see me.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, Jermaine's got like Saints underalls and stuff on. I mean, it's sad. I think he's got the fleur-de-lis tattooed to his junk.
Did you spell it right?
Yes, I did spell it right. And yes, I do have Saints. I have a Saints blanket, Saints pajama pants. I don't have any more Saints underwear. I got rid of them because they got all messed up. I washed them and dried them and wore them so much to where they had holes in them.
God.
I'm not going to touch it.
We're going to get next.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that. So, speaking of football, a couple of things that happened today. Julian Edelman apparently facing a 4-game suspension for PEDs under appeal. At first glance, you'd look at him and say, that guy's not doing PEDs. But have you ever seen him in person? I mean, he's rocked up for a little dude.
Here's the thing. And, Holly, you tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
There's been guys who have gotten popped for PEDs the last, I want to say, two seasons. Vontaze Burfict got the same thing coming off, I want to say, the concussion and everything. There's something about what these guys are doing to recover that's getting them popped for PEDs coming back from these injuries.
But isn't there a list, like, shouldn't their doctors and trainers have something, like, if you're going to recover from something, it should be approved on this long list of what you can and can't have. I don't understand why it's so hard. You know the season's coming up. You have the whole off season to do whatever it is that you need to do. I don't get it. I'm a little confused.
Well, I know that the schedule is pretty well set as to when you're tested. And
yeah,
there is randomness to it, but you kind of know when it's coming. So I think if you're getting caught, you're kind of dumb.
And
I'm going to put you on, exactly. You're a dumb.
Yeah, to Holly's point, like, if you don't know everything that's on that list, why not send whatever it is in and tell them, hey, this is what I plan on doing, this is what I plan
on
taking.
Exactly, that's what the trainers are there for. Hey, doc, I'm trying to get better. Can I take this? Is this going to work for me? Or is this going to bust me?
And if it's going to bust me, okay, what masking agent do I need? Or can I borrow some clean urine? I mean, there's so many things you can do to avoid this.
Right. Don't do like they did in the program and get an oil change.
Yeah. Yeah, that was or get a Wizinator. Apparently those work pretty well from what I'm told.
But even if the guy is standing there watching you, I looked this up one time. Don't ask me why. But they had Wizinators with properly flesh-colored members for you to use if somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
So it's anatomically colored correctly.
But see, the Patriots are known for cheating. How did they not cheat their way around this one? Like, how do you not cover that up? I'm a little I don't know. Too much going on that one. I'm confused.
It was just dumb for him to get popped, especially coming off of an injury where he had plenty of time to be around doctors and people who could help him through that. So this was just inexcusable to me.
One other thing that came out today is in the Indianapolis Colts, big question about them is Andrew Luck, who basically hasn't been able to throw a football for 2 years. According to his new head coach, Frank Reich, he says he thinks he's close to being able to throw a football.
Whatever.
I mean, that's part of my hot take, too. So, yeah.
I really don't care. Just Andrew Luck has been broken for like the last two seasons. You know, he played the one season hurt and he came back this season, and now they're saying he's close to throwing the football. Whatever. Like, wait till he actually gets on the field. I want to see him in training camp, in a preseason game or something. Practice. Talk to me then. Don't talk to me in early June. Oh, he's close to throwing a football. I don't give a damn.
It's been so long. Can he even throw a football? I think we're past the fact that he's hurt and broken. I think he's dead. I mean,
hey,
I'm just saying.
I don't think he's dead, Holly. That's a little harsh.
You know what I mean? Not like literally dead.
Oh, if he can't play anymore, he's dead to Colts fan.
I mean, and they have nothing else they're working with. Like, that's...
Oh, they got Brisket as a backup. Come on.
Hey, Jacoby Brissett didn't do all that bad last year. That offensive line is terrible, though. But they made some strides to correct it this offseason, so it'd be interesting to see if Andrew Luck can't come back, what will Jacoby Brissett look like behind an improved offensive line?
Well, I want to ask both of you guys this, and I know this was part of your hot take. If we talk about the AFC South, let's pretend for a minute that the Colts, even if Andrew Luck's back, aren't a factor. Is it still the Jaguars and then the other two guys, or do you see one of those two teams winning the division besides the Jaguars?
I don't care if Andrew Luck comes back. The other teams in the AFC South have gotten so much better that I feel like they're still they're a non-factor for me. They're still sitting in fourth place. I know that Andrew Luck, when he's healthy, he's great, but I'm still putting him in fourth place.
How do you have that division going next year, Holly?
Well, I have a hot take job in, so I can't really tell you all. No, I'm just kidding. But
yeah, you might want to watch your video. That's a good plan.
I will go and tell you that everybody who follows my Twitter knows I'm a huge fan of Jacksonville's defense, so I don't like Blake Bortles, but I like the defense. So if I had to pick right now, I would say Jags would take it again.
Yeah, I kind of think they're going to – well, I think they'll be good again, but I also think they take a little bit of a step back this season. As long as Blake Bortles is a quarterback, I'm always going to be concerned, although I love what they continue to build that offensive line. I love the offseason additions there, and I think they've got some more weapons for him, but I don't know if they can get him the ball. And
just hand it off.
Well, that works when you're ahead or the game's tied. But if you get behind, you got to count on Blake Bortles. I think he's sexy Andy Dalton.
I don't even think he's sexy Andy Dalton. I think he, if you want to call him sexy, he's sexy Kyle Bowler.
Oof.
I don't think there's anything sexy at all.
Yeah, I hear Kyle Bowler, and I'm thinking. Yeah. There's nothing sexy about that. But, I just that's the one thing to me that is kind of holding that team back. And I think they can win in spite of him because they are pretty good at every other position. But I also think that he could lose games for him. And if that's the case, and they had a lot of games last year that were kind of 50-50 games that they won. And I think you'll see some regression there. I don't know what to make of the Texans because if Deshaun Watson's healthy, I think they're going to be very, very good. And when you look at the defense, if everybody's healthy, which, of course, those are huge questions, you look at those names and you go, like, holy bleep. This is a hell of a – on paper, you know, if Tyrann Mathieu is the Tyrann Mathieu that we saw a couple of years ago or even at the end of last season, I mean, you're looking at what could be a very good defense. But I wonder – and I do like the fact that Crennel's back doing it and not Vrabel. I thought Vrabel was a bad defensive coordinator. And I don't know how he's going to be as a head coach. And that's my concern about the Titans is he really an improvement?
I just think the whole division's actually going to be fun this year. So I think their division will be great.
Yeah,
with
the Texans, there's too many ifs. And my dad always told me if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Amen.
There's a fifth? What?
Outside. Let's go check and see.
Yeah, I think we need to make a run out there. I did see some whiskey and some food, but... Yeah, and honestly, I think the Titans, from a talent perspective, I like them every bit as much as the Texans. I just think head coach, don't know. Not that I trust Bill O'Brien, but I'm not so sure about Vrabel. He's going to have to prove to me he can do it. And A lot of people I respect say, oh, yeah, this guy will be better as a head coach. Boy, I've heard that before, and I don't know how many times it's actually worked. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Jermaine and Holly filling in. Jong tomorrow. It's kind of an all-star cast here. Mixing things up a little bit, having a little fun. Were you guys, you guys are youngs. Y'all are both children. So you probably don't remember ever watching Top Gun. Was that
what?
Your phone's on.
I know. Sorry about that.
Did you just? That's 2 days in a row we've had the rookie mistake with the phone.
It was off. I turned it on during break, real quick.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. It needs to stay on vibrate at least. And if you leave it on there and it's on vibrate, it's going to buzz during the show,
it's
and it's going to be
silent.
Really
vibrate.
Loud and annoying. Because now that I remind myself that my phone's up here.
No, the stupid rookies.
Did you, all right, first off, getting back to Top Gun, which, if you've ever Googled Top Gun gay theory, have you ever done that?
You know what? I have not been able to watch that movie since reading part of that theory. I kid you not.
It makes the movie so much better. It's like a Judas Priest song. Once you know they're singing about a guy, it makes it a lot more entertaining.
You know, I'm gonna take a homework assignment home.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and reread that theory and watch the movie.
Oh yeah, you should. It makes all the difference in the world. And all of a sudden everything looks different, especially the volleyball scene where they're all slicked up.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
What?
I know.
She's 15. What do you want?
I'm not 15. Okay,
close enough.
I'm not gonna lie, somebody did ask me your age earlier. And I told him, I was like, hey, look who I'm co-hosting with. And he was like, oh, dude, she's hot. How old is she? Like, dude, I don't know.
No, how old? I really want to know. How old do you think? Like,
If I was to guess, I would say 27.
Love it. I'll take it. Sold.
Okay, that's what we'll go with.
That's what we're rolling with.
Yeah. All right, Holly's 27. I just said that because it's like 10 years under me.
So yeah, that was there's a pretty good theory here. You always guess, like, depending on range, anywhere from 3 to 6 years younger than you really think.
Because, oh, come on.
Well, no, that's now, like, in your range, it would be 3 years. In my range, you want to guess 6 years because that makes the person feel good. Now, where you really mess up is if you guess 6 years too young and you're older than they are, then you're going to hurt their feelings. But that's life. Sometimes people get their feelings hurt.
How old do you think I am?
Well, you just told me, you like, just a gave second
it away.
Ago.
You just took all the fun out of it.
That's right. My bad. I forgot.
Damn millennials. So, well, they're actually making a movie called Top Gun Maverick, which is going to be a semi-sequel to the original. Val Kilmer is going to be back as the Iceman.
What?
58-year-old Val Kilmer. He's ballooned up nicely. Have you seen him lately?
Oh, yeah, dude. But this is what I want to know. Every time they make a sequel like this and actors are much older, the main character or whoever is at the center of that story is always, 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 per Hollywood's, washed up, drunk, drugs. They're never more successful than what they were previously.
Damn, you just described me.
Dude,
what the hell? Thanks, man.
No, see, if you would have said, describe me, my sequel, I would have been like, you know, some rich billionaire guy sitting on an island somewhere, high as a kite, writing novels.
Yeah, okay. That's not always high as a kite, though. Man, I got to tell you, that California legal weed, they've done well out there.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
that was the only positive of my trip, was getting a lot of really, and that made the rest of it bearable.
Mm-hmm.
Because, my goodness, some of the stuff you could get out there for the prices you could get. And Yeah, I am so excited for whenever this becomes legal everywhere, because just the shop is awesome. You walk in, they've actually got salespeople. Oh, well, if you need some balm for your injured knee, we have this, and we have these edibles, and we have this. And it's like, if you like this kind of high. And I'm like, I'm in heaven. I could just stay in this. I don't need to move to San Francisco, but if I could just move into that dispensary and live there, I'd be happy forever. You guys would never have to see me again. That would be awesome. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in, or you want to text the show, or if you want to see us on you can jump on and catch us on the live stream. Holly, did you get a chance to look at yourself on live stream?
No, I couldn't figure out how to pull it up, but it's like my blonde's coming in or something, so.
Boy, that's you're hiding the blonde pretty well. So I know that this, I guess, we've got a really big announcement tomorrow for fans of the Blitz, so please tune in. I know some of what's happening was discussed today, that Charlie's going to be on 97.5 starting Monday, so that's out there and people know about it. But we've got a really exciting announcement that will be pertinent to the Blitzers that you will want to hear tomorrow, and it's such a good announcement that Jong Lee is going to do it tomorrow while he's filling in. He's going to tell the Blitzers all about it.
So, man, this must be big, because, you know, Jong's in management. So when management gets on there and makes an announcement, that's huge.
Fred's management, too.
Yeah, but when it comes to the radio stuff, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just Mr. Sports Map, and, well, a few other things, but mostly Mr. Sports Map. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see Kyler Murray did sign his deal with the A's, but he's going to play 1 year of college football. Do you think that's going to work out for him?
I didn't even know like you could do that. I mean, I know of a lot of guys that were like really good in college at football and baseball and had to choose one, and most of them chose football, even though baseball pays more. But I didn't know you could play and then leave and already be like.
Well, there have been a few guys who've done it, not many, because the team has to agree to it and say, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay for you to play football. And in this case, I think he's. Yeah, he's going to play next year, and then he's going to go on to his baseball career. And from what I understand, he's got a great potential in baseball. And for football, he's undersized, and he wasn't that great at A&M. Maybe he'll do better at Oklahoma. But
I just don't know if Lincoln Riley's offense is going to cater to his specific skill set. He's more of a run first, throw second, and when he does throw, not as great of a thrower of the football. So his biggest bet, I mean, baseball is one of the highest paying sports. It has guaranteed contracts. So once I knew he was going to sign that deal, because who would pass up guaranteed money?
Well, he gets a bonus of almost $5 million.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good start.
You'd have to be a dumbass to pass up that kind of money. But I want to say he's just going to try the football thing next year just to see what it does, see how it goes, because he wants to honor that commitment, which is understandable. But baseball's where it's at. It's his best bet at making a life for himself, you know, being a pro athlete.
713-780-ESPN. So I got to give a couple things away here. How about this? Win a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant this Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park. Come out and see Justify run for a chance at the Triple Crown on the 150th Belmont Stakes. Sam Houston Race Park is the only place in Houston where you can watch and wager on this classic event. There will be free admission, free parking, gates open at 9 a.m. Don't miss your chance to witness history as Justify runs for the Triple Crown this Saturday. We'll take callers 10 and 15. You're going to get four packs. Holly was hanging out with us for the Derby at Sam Houston Race Park. It was her first experience.
Oh, my God. It was so fun.
Really?
Yeah. It was really cool.
I haven't gone to a racetrack and done any of that since I was a kid.
You need to go again. We had a great time.
Here's what we'll do. When the Thoroughbreds come back in January, if I'm still alive,
he goes again.
I'll get a suite, and you guys all have to come out for it.
I'm
deal.
In.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, it's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Charlie Polillo, A.J. Hoffman, me, Jermaine Every, Holly Seymour, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And Golden Knights and Caps coverage begins tonight at 7 p.m. I do think the Knights win tonight. So for betting purposes, I think Vegas gets this one, and then Washington closes it out in Game 6.
You know, I'm going to be really happy for Alexander Ovechkin to finally get one to kind of validate his career.
Yeah, I it's hard for me to root against him.
Yeah.
Because he is so much fun to watch, and he's just a fun-loving, goofy dude. Yeah, he really is. He's just a goofy dude. Now, I like people like that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, I like the whole Golden Knights story. Don't get me wrong. But just for him to be, like you said, he's so jovial. You know, he's just one of those guys you just have to root for because he's not like some jerk. He's not a turd. You don't hear about him like getting arrested, getting in trouble or anything like that. I'm not saying he's like some sort of angel or anything, but he's just a nice guy to root for.
He's a big kid is what he is. And he doesn't, I don't think he's got a mean bone in his body, of course, anymore. After Morgan Freeman, I'm kind of like, nobody surprises me. Hashtag Weinstein. But I would be surprised if anything like that came out about him. But I love the Knights. They're kind of my second team. I've been rooting for them. I've been picking against them a lot, but I've been rooting for them. And, you know, it is a great story, but it also seems like it's just, you know, it's all catching up to them at this point because realistically what they did this year couldn't be done. And, you know, with the players they have, they've just played so well together as a team and they've gotten elite goaltending. And now Fleury is really struggling and that's costing them. They need him to be fantastic like he was in the Jets series to have a chance to win, and so far he hasn't been.
This team reminds me a lot of that Jaguars team that went 14-2 in their like second year in the league, made it to the AFC championship game and then lost.
Okay. That's a good comparison. You just you brought it back to football. That was well done. You see how you did that?
And you low key shot a slug at me, but I'll take that.
Tied it up all in one neat little box. Boom. There you go.
So I have a question for John.
Yes.
Would you ever consider saying you would quit your job here if the Texans drafted a certain player?
No, the closest thing would have been Undertaker not losing to Brock Lesnar.
Dude, I was in the building when that happened. I kid you not, there was a guy sitting about two rows behind my son and I. The main event is off, Daniel Bryan run, the crowd's happy, 75,000 people are doing the yes chant, confetti's falling. This guy is still pissed, literally, and his girl is trying to tell him, come on, let's go, and complaining about the Undertaker match that happened an hour ago. That I understand where you're coming from, John. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. No,
that's all right. You just went full nerd. That's okay. You never go full nerd. But this guy who was a producer of the Shop and the Bulldog show in Buffalo, and hosts the Nightcap, basically said if they drafted a certain quarterback, Josh Allen, that he would quit his job. And guess what? He's quitting his job.
I thought that story was absolutely ridiculous. Why would you quit your job? Like, it's that...
He had to want to get out.
That important to you? Like, I don't know.
But he got a lot of attention for it.
True. It's like the guy in Cleveland who said he'd eat poop if they drafted Baker Mayfield.
Mm. Well, I'm a Philly fan, so I don't really want to talk about poop. Brings up some pretty bad, bad, embarrassing fan moment.
Yeah, what's up with your people, Holly? That was crazy.
Those are the kind of promises you don't make. I've done one stupid one on air where I said I would eat crow if we got to a certain number of Facebook followers back in the day. And we did, so I ate crow, and it was the worst thing I've ever eaten. Although, one of our listeners did a real good job of cooking it, so it didn't taste as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But my stomach felt like garbage for like a month after that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was brutal.
You would just think, though, after all the things in Buffalo to quit your job for, Josh Allen, like not like your fans hurtling themselves into tables or stuff being thrown onto fields.
Hey, leave Bills Mafia alone. I love watching those videos.
I want to party with them. That's on my goal list. I'm going to tailgate at a Bills game just to party with them. Oh, I think that's fabulous.
My neighbors are huge Bills fans, and I really want to go with them to Buffalo one year for a game.
Let's do it.
Because they're fun, but it would be great to go and do a Bills Mafia thing. That seems like a Blitz fill-in road trip here.
I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
If my cousin ever makes it off their practice squad onto the actual roster, I might try to go up there and make it happen.
You want to go early before it gets too crazy?
Duh.
September.
Yeah, because I don't mind being out in the cold, but for that long, that's where it kind of gets to me. And man, every time I've been to Buffalo, it has snowed like crazy. It doesn't matter what time of year. And it's always that side of the lake. You always get tons of snow. And then as soon as you cross over the border and you get to the other side, it's not nearly as bad. I don't know what it is about it and the way it's configured, but Buffalo's always getting snow.
No, I think I was born in December, but like I tell people, I was born in December in New Orleans, not in Montana.
You don't even know what December is.
Exactly.
It's so, like here.
I don't like, I like the cold. I like southern cold. I don't like northern cold.
See, I get colder when the rare times it gets cold here, and I guess it's because of the humidity. I get colder here than I do if I'm in Saskatchewan and it's minus 20. I'm colder here when it's in the 30s. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I won't go back to Philly for games anytime after October. I'm done. I don't care what, if it's the best game ever, I can't go.
That's smart.
All right, we are going to take a break. 1 hour in the books. Holly Seymour. Jermaine Every filling in. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.